Hey guys, it's your girl Vare. Welcome to Banter with Vare. Hey guys, hola chicos, salut les gars. Oh god, you know, I'm trying to speak in French. Hey guys in French, hey guys in Spanish. So, salut les gars. Hola chicos, I think that's better. So, welcome back. This is Banter with Vare, a space where we navigate together forever. We'll stay by your godmother, no matter the weather, no fever, so we know we don't have the corona. Eh, hey God. You know, I'm just meant to go into the music industry and start dropping some bars, some hot bars. I don't feel myself. But then, hello guys, hello. Welcome back, guys. It has been a whole week full of events for me. Like, what's going on with y'all? What's up? For me, this week has been quite eventful. Like, really, really eventful. And based on my topic, terms and conditions applied, what? See, guys, I've learned the hard way. I'm going to be sharing a story with you guys today. For now, I learned the hard way to read my terms and conditions when I'm about to register for an app or any other thing. Yo. Okay. So, on Friday, last Friday, around 5:30 to 6:30, I guess, I was just chilling in my room, you know, with my sister. We're talking, you know, cruising, normal as we do. And I got a mail from Anchor, the app I used to record. I'm like, this mail, is it that money wants to come in? You know, your girl has been recording for a while now. Maybe they want to start paying me. Oh, that's how I decided. Okay, let's see what's going on there now. Let me open. Then I opened. I started seeing some, okay, based on some infringement and copyright issues, your Banter with Vare account has been brought down. So if you have questions, contact us on our help link. What? I'm like, okay, probably they're whining me, you know. Me. Okay, let me just go to the app and check what's going on there. Then I opened it for me to see that I've been logged out. Like, I did not exist no more. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And I told my sister that, guy, read this thing. Be like, say, I don't understand English again. Just read it, I beg. Read it for me. Let me understand what they're saying. And she's like, what's happening? Then I tried to log in. I inputted my login details. And they're like, this account doesn't exist. What? Do me. Hey. I sat down. I tried to breathe. Like, okay, chill. Like, I was sitting down there for like 30 minutes straight up, really thinking. Then I started thinking of everything that, Vare, why is it not now that you have a podcast? Then your village people that they've been silent for quite a while now, they decided to come back and get you. I was caught. This one, they didn't cut me anything. I was caught red handed, and they don't even rate my agency. Like, 1, 2, boom. And that was the end. That was the end of it. But you know, I had to think of the silver lining. I had to see a silver lining in all of it. I'm like, okay, what if I was on my 10th episode before this happened? What if I was already on my 20th episode before this happened? Thank God I was still on my second episode. I'm like, but I was pained. I was just I just felt tired all of a sudden. Like, it's done. It is finished. Just go take me along with you. Then my sister had to start consoling me and telling me that, okay, guys, just chill. This is not the end of the world. I'm like, okay. I was fine. I started joking around. I'm playing, you know. Then around, I think, 9 p.m., then somebody texted me and be like, oh, Barry, I tried listening to your podcast, though. I didn't find it. I'm like, hey, Jesus, what is this? I was like, well, due to some technical problems, you won't be able to listen to Banter right for now. I'm so sorry. Thank you for understanding. Like, you know, something that you're already forgetting. Then somebody just comes and, you know, brings you back to where you were. I just had to start thinking again that, hey, okay, see your life. It wasn't funny. Then I had to think. But then I was like, guy, you have to pick yourself back up. This is not the end of it. You have to move on and continue. So here I am again, guys, on this another episode of Banter with Barry, as I decided not to, you know, fall down and rise again, stand up back again. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to my first two episodes. I hope you enjoy this one too. So still on talking on terms and conditions applied, I was just, while all these things were happening, I thought of it that, okay, these terms and conditions, they actually really, like, they surface in every aspect of our lives, you know, unknowingly. You see yourself, like, you know, setting some sort of rules and regulations for yourself and all, you know. Take, for example, in a relationship or talking stage, let me put it that way, where, okay, you meet this cute guy and he meets this cute girl, or, you know, then y'all get to start talking, you have a number, she has yours, then you are talking, and you realize that, okay, you start thinking, you start checking some things about this girl or about this guy, that, okay, is he rich? Check. Is he fine? Check. Is he smart? Check. Is he nice? Check. Is he tall? Check. Then these are conditions you've set for yourself. If he does not check most of these things, you see yourself being like losing vibe and like, what? Bedroom, this guy is not all that. This is my own spec that me, I just listed up. And then you see a guy to be like, is she fine? Yes, check. Is she rich? Check. Is she smart? Check. Is she kind? Check. And then you see yourself checking these things. These are the terms and conditions you set for yourself, for your relationship, you know. And he applies in employment too. You see an employee asking his employer that, oh, how many years of experience you have? What are your recommendations? And all of that, you know? So, I realized that terms and conditions actually apply to a whole lot of things in life. A bunch of them. So, ladies and gentlemen, please make sure that you're reading your terms and conditions on those applications so that you do not end in tears like he almost did for me. Do you get me? Please do that, you know? So, moving on, I have a special announcement to make. Let me bring up my British accent. Do this, girl. I have a special announcement. I have a special. have a special announcement. Oh god. Flicks, if you know somebody that has British accent or an app that sells British accents, please link this girl up. You know, I'm a big supporter of, if you find it attractive, own it, and I'm trying to own it. Please link your girl up. Let's do this thing together now, you know. So well, moving on, I have a special announcement to make. Yay! Drum roll, please. We're going to be inviting a guest on the next episode of Banter with Barre. I'm elated. I find it so good. Like, I hope you're as excited as I am. And I really, really want you guys to look forward to this one. It's going to be good, guys. I want you to look forward to it and share it with your friends, as you're going to share this episode with your friends. So please, guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Banter with Barre. And please, do not expect a song from this episode. Don't look forward to it, because that is the main reason why my first account got deleted, you know. Please, because of the song I was adding to my podcast. But then I had to, you know, think of the silver lining and move on. So another lesson to learn from this episode is, in every situation you find yourself in, just think about the silver lining, that one thing that makes it all, you know, bearable. So do that and read your terms and conditions, because you don't know what is lying in between those lines of words that we find so tiring to read. Please, let's try to read them. Thank you. And if you have opinions, you have views, you have something to share with me, please do so by sending me a mail at banterwithbarre@gmail.com, or you can always click on the message button as you send me a voice message. Thanks so much, guys, for listening. It means a lot. Y'all don't know what you're doing. You're listening. Thank you so, so much. I love y'all so much. Bye.